Police union official says the motive for the attack is unknown. It happened in a part of the headquarters that's not open to the public. America's listening to Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by Blue Haven Pools. Building and designing an amazing new smart pool is just a click away. Learn more about smart pools that are virtually chemical free by visiting bluehaven.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Some nice fall air is just a few days away, but not right away. Today's high, upper 90s to near 100, upper 90s again tomorrow. Record highs expected again, both today and tomorrow. Rain chances not zero, maybe a couple of showers on the radar. Rain chances generally 20% or less both days. Saturday's high, 95. Sunday's high, 91. Rain chances tiny, under 20% Saturday, and widely scattered storms on Sunday. Then Monday and Monday night, scattered showers and thunderstorms ahead of a cool front moving through the state. That will usher in some significantly cooler air. Low 80s for a high by the time Tuesday and Wednesday get here. Lows at night around 60. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
CB&S Bank, formerly Prime South Bank, is excited to be part of your neighborhood. CB&S Bank is a community bank with 113 years of being committed to the communities they serve. Come see the people you know and trust in Tallahassee, Wetumpka, Pike Road, and Birmingham. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. Montgomery police are still looking for a second suspect involved in an altercation with an officer. The officer is okay after shots were fired during that scuffle at Sam's Club on Eastern Boulevard. Police say the officer first approached the suspect as they were trying to steal merchandise from the store. It took just 5 minutes for Lead Academy's board to meet last night and terminate Dr. Nicole Ivey, the charter school's first principal. School officials say the search for a replacement begins immediately. And the Alabama Department of Public Health has now confirmed the state's first vaping-related death. They have only said that a man in East Alabama died. Now, this recent death adds to the 12 other confirmed vaping-related deaths in 10 other states. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter. The smartest way to hire. And now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/work. That's ZipRecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter.com/work.
Deborah Poplin. Paging Deborah Poplin. You need to call 396-5477. Deborah Poplin, call 396-5477 within the hour to win this massage package. It's not just one massage. It's 12. One a month for a whole year. A one-hour relaxation massage with aromatherapy from Smart Skin Med Spa and Salon. What an incredible prize. So Deborah Poplin, call 396-5477 within the hour. And also, folks, this program is brought to you by Alabama Home Mortgage. We had Kim Williams on yesterday, Jack and I. We always love seeing her because she and her team not only do an incredible job helping people buy homes or refinance their current mortgage, they're just great people to hang out and talk to. As she pointed out, we're getting close to Christmas. It's coming before
you
even realize.
Stop it.
No, I'm not going to stop it, April Marie, because if folks have the opportunity to refinance and have a little extra walking around cash so they can have a very, very Merry Christmas, enough to make Santa blush, this would be a great opportunity.
Can't we at least just say, go refinance your home so you have extra money to go inside your Halloween bucket?
No, you got to prepare.
Treat.
You
got to
prepare. Kids these days expect so much under that Christmas tree. So give Alabama Home Mortgage and them a call, 567-4223, 567-4223. They have low rates, many styles of loans, including VA. We talked about that yesterday, FHA. And here's the thing about Kim Williams and her team. You might go to them. You give them a call at 567-4223. They'll they'll look into your situation and they're going to be honest with you. They might tell you you're not ready. We're not going to, you know, blow smoke at you. This is not the situation for you right now, but here's how you can improve. And so many people have done that. They've told them no before, but then said they've come back to Alabama Home Mortgage and they do find that home. They do find that great refinancing deal. So don't take out an additional loan for home improvements or things like Christmas gifts when you can easily refi and pull equity out of your home. Again, give them a call. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. Visit them on the web. It is now alabamahomemortgage.com, completely spelled out. AlabamaHomeMortgage.com, completely spelled out. MLS number 1586368. And they're, of course, an equal housing lender. Coming up, we're going to get into a little bit of what April Marie has been working on. And then we're going to get back into the national saga, this crap show that's going on right now. It is, I'm enjoying it way too much. But, you know, I'm a little warped like that. Be right back.
Once upon a time, if you had a water leak under your house or a broken drain line, the only solution was to dig. Don't dig a hole. Call Cole. Cole Plumbing can repair any damaged or leaking pipes without digging in most cases. Cole Plumbing relines, repairs, and renews your pipes and with minimal interruption to your routine. All work comes with a limited warranty. Call Cole Plumbing today at 279-8919. And remember, you don't have to dig a hole. You can call Cole. Call 279-8919 today.
Traditionally, plumbers repair defective water, sewer, drain, and other pipelines by digging holes, breaking into floors, slabs, or walls. This type of destruction is a last resort at Cole Plumbing. With our unique pipelining technology, we can eliminate demolition that causes extreme inconvenience, disruption, and expense. Also, it's safer. So don't dig a hole. Call on Cole at 279-8919 or find us at coleplumbing.com. You'll be pleased you did. And remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. It's time for News and Views from 9 till noon, Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's News and Views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 to noon. Joey Clark, Jack Campbell. But Jack Campbell had to do TV today. In studio, April Marie Fogle and Frisco Riverstone.
Hey!
And April Marie just brought to my attention an attempt at a headshot there. I hate my picture.
Yeah,
see, Jack's the TV star.
If you've missed it, you can go to my Facebook page, which is just at April Marie, is my fan page. You can like me, and you can like this photo of Joey.
No, don't like it.
That is just
like the show.
Beautiful.
Listen to the show. Give us a call at 272-9228. But I want to redo that.
Well, it's there forever memorialized on my Facebook page at April Marie, and then you can visit my news site at Alabama Today too, but my Facebook fan page is where it's at.
Well, and I want to get into what you've just put out. Did you put it out last night?
I did put it out yesterday when I left here.
Okay, and so this actually has a tie-in to the Trump administration and things going on.
It does.
So explain to the folks what you've written here.
Okay, so if you go to alabamatoday.com, you're going to see a story, and it is titled Alabama Court of Criminal Appeals to Rule on Ethics Commissioner Rewriting the Ethics Law. And on the surface, that sounds kind of like, what in the heck is happening? That's not very exciting.
Right.
But if you take a step back from it and you realize what this woman did, it's frightening. And it has huge implications for the state and for the state ethics law. So the short version of a long story that you can read in its entirety on the website, Alabama Today, is a commissioner, or a lawyer with the Ethics Commission, Cynthia Prost Ralston.
Mm-hmm.
Her sister was with GASP, the environmental group. GASP took credit for the criminal charges that have been brought against a former Trump administration official. If you click the first link where Cynthia's name is, you're going to see that story there. That's not relevant today. What's relevant today is that the law, the ethics law, says there are steps to be followed. If I file a complaint against you, Joey, and there's a due process that that is in statute, very clear from point A to point B, from a complaint to a resolution. Cynthia Probst Ralston decided she did not like this path.
Okay.
And so she found an off-ramp. She just decided the rules didn't apply to her, called Mike Anderton in Jefferson County. Anderton said, not interested in this case. She said, can I borrow a grand jury? He said, okay, well, that's what we do for one another. You want a grand jury? You can borrow grand jury time. She went and presented this charge to the grand jury. Bypassing the law, bypassing the ethics commission, and just made it up as she went. Now, she did get indictments. The case itself is the details of which are, in my opinion, to this fact is irrelevant. What's relevant to individuals and should scare the heck out of every lobbyist, every elected official, everybody who gives contributions to campaigns, anything in the process, is can an ethics attorney unilaterally decide the law doesn't apply to them and they can do what they want based on their own personal preferences? Because that's what this woman did.
So instead of going through the actual complaint processes laid out in the ethics law, she just went to a friend who had a grand jury impaneled and was like, hey, could you look at this?
Yeah. So, and not even a friend. She just went to the Jefferson County DA, who had already, mind you, passed on this case. Said, I don't see this here. I have no intention of bringing charges in this. But because he passed, the person then went to that ethics complaint. And so essentially, she went around, kind of declared herself queen for the day, went around the process, and brought charges through the Jefferson County grand jury there. And we just can't allow this to happen.
That's not valid, right?
Well, that's what the judges are going to decide. So the judges are going to decide, was due process violated? And if not, they have now set precedent to rewrite the ethics law.
Yeah.
So it's one of those, like, why would you let someone do this? And especially for what amounts to a witch hunt of a former Donald Trump appointee. Because they got him, they embarrassed him, they got him to resign, they had their cake, they took credit for the environmentalists, like, woohoo, we did this, we made this guy resign. They had their little victory there, and now are we going to allow this group of individuals to take and rewrite the ethics law?
Well, because for good reason in the law, they want you to go through the official complaint process. The due process is laid out in the law, so you don't get sort of rogues. You don't look, you know, I don't know how it exactly worked, but you could shop, I guess, a jury. You could look for, you know, the right place to really go after somebody.
Well, an ethics law is technical, right? I am not an ethics expert, but the commissioners appointed to the ethics commission are experts. They are. They were appointed by either the governor, the lieutenant governor, or the speaker of the House. They were confirmed by the Senate. They know this law inside and out, whereas a grand jury, if it smells funky, they can indict,
right?
And that's what they did in this case.
Well, Joey, you and I talked about process versus outcome a while back.
Yeah.
And it seems to be we're in a day and age where process is kind of thrown out the window, and they're only going for outcome, you know, and that's a very dangerous territory, because if it can be done on one side, it could also be done on the other side.
Exactly.
And it's happening almost at every level, and you're right, we got to get back to process. It's not just the national government, it's now happening here locally, but because of national politics.
Yep. And that's scary.
And people think, you know, there's so much at stake that, oh, I should be able to go to any, you know, grand jury, it sounds like, or any, say, you know, IG in the intelligence community, and I don't really have to go through the due process.
Because my issue is so much more important.
Right. I can just go to them and say,
Heard it. Well, and that's exactly what's happening on a federal level. That's what every, and you see that happening in D.C. to everyone in the Trump administration that opponents can get to. At Trump, from Trump himself to Trump allies to Trump, you know, whatever they can do to get the media attention, they're doing. And that's what this woman did. She said it's not going to happen the right way, and so I'll do it my way. Mm-hmm. And the question is, does the court allow that to pass muster? And
It's dangerous territory.
And quoting the last sentence of your article, right now the Alabama Court of Criminal Appeals has in front of them a motion to right the wrong made by Probst Ralston and the Alabama Ethics Commission. Will they choose to take it? Interesting.
It's that simple. Are they going to let her make this up as she goes? No, because what happens in essence is she has made herself as strong. She has made her office and herself as strong as the Attorney General. Do we need two Attorney Generals, a self-declared one and an elected one in the state of Alabama?
No. And, you know, it's funny to me. I think I'm sitting here thinking back to when the Republicans took over the state house or took over the state legislature. And, you know, first time in 100 years or whatever.
They stormed the state house is what I read once.
Oh, yeah. In that good book by a former speaker. And I remember they were going to pass all this ethics law. I remember Sumner coming into this very radio studio and everybody had all these high hopes. And I remember thinking at the time, it's kind of been borne out. Yeah, we're going to become so ethical after this law is passed. It's kind of just been a minefield for process complaints and people kind of going around. It's not clear at all. Created more confusion.
It is a hot mess. There's no doubt about that. And, you know, I always go back to the Hubbard thing, which I was an adamant opposition of Hubbard. But when you start chipping away at a law and saying this part, yeah, not so much. This part, yeah, we're going to ignore this one we're going to interpret that way. That's when you get good guys going down for things, you know, and bad guy. It muddies that water. It's kind of the point I make in my article or my opinionate piece. You start muddying the water, and the bad guys get away with a lot more when right. the foundation is taken away.
Well, and that's actually the best and, well, best. Now, I think, best in the sense that you can get away with a lot of corruption if you do it through semi-official channels and the law's a little gray. So you can sort of paper over your corruption by going, oh, it was allowed. And it's just...
They let me do it. Right. If no one opposes, it's like... If everybody is silent about my little off-ramp, my not following the law. And so that's what the judges have in front of them now is a motion to dismiss this case based on due process. It has... I don't want to say it doesn't have anything to do with the case, but in my opinion, it's bigger than the case itself. It's... Are we going to allow attorneys to go, yeah, I don't really like the way that's looking for me, my chances with the Ethics Commission, so I'm going to go over here and give it to them.
See, and this is good conversation, but I actually really like your writing style. It's terse in a good way. It's straightforward in a good way. So go to altoday.com. That's what I'm looking at right now. Alabama Court of Criminal Appeals to rule on Ethics Commissioner rewriting ethics law by April Marie Fogle. You can find it right now. It's up
right
online.
Yep.
Check it out, folks. And coming up, just to reset the table, because we said
we're
a little
talking
bit.
Somewhere Trump, aren't we?
Oh, absolutely. Bringing it began as a normal day, as normal as a day
and Trump fraud can be.
Yeah, exactly.
Trump and normal in the same sentence.
But so he introduces the Finnish president, and he's like, oh, hello, he's great, he's a man of few words, so we'll get things done quickly. And the guy's kind of like, I don't know what I'm doing here. These, you know, foreign leader sit-downs are always a little awkward unless they're actually very chummy. And so Trump goes through that, and then all of a sudden he starts talking about, you know, what the moat?
That I wanted a wall.
Oh, God.
So he starts to ramp up.
Yep.
A moat, whatever that is. Not a word I used, but they used it. A moat.
Yeah.
And in the moat, I wanted alligators and snakes. And I wanted the wall to be a fence, and I wanted it to be electrified. And I wanted sharp spikes at the top, so if anyone gets it, it goes piercing through their skin.
Through their
skin,
yeah.
Is somewhat the way they said it. Skin-piercing spikes. But I want that whole wall to be electrocuted.
Electrocute the wall.
And, sir, you never said that. They came to me, the comms people. They came to me yesterday. And they said, did you say this? I said, why are you asking that stupid question?
So he's kind of getting ramped up already.
I mean, the thing here is, though, it's that stories like this every single day, almost by the hour, are released. And he's right. So fed up with it. The fact that this is what President Trump does is he turns the light around and shines the spotlight right on whoever is against him and just lets them completely melt on their own.
Right.
And the fact that he did this during this presser with the Finnish president was great, because this guy's, you know, barely speaking English, kind of looking around. In fact, there was only two Finnish reporters in the room, right. And he just wanted to take their questions. And Trump's over here repeating just some nonsense that was said about him, you know.
Yeah, and I've got it queued up, folks. So that was early in the day yesterday. Later in the day, they do this, yeah, very official. I've got it pulled up on the screen. Two podiums with the presidential seal in front of it. And they both give their opening statements that are like, okay, we've got trade deals. Let's call up the ambassador for Finland. And actually what happened is they had remains. This is real, folks. Remains of Southwestern, I think, Hopi Native Americans. They had remains of those indigenous peoples in a museum in Finland. Well, we were able to bring those remains back, working with this man, a few words here. It worked out beautifully. So, okay, that's the sets the table. Then everybody knows it's going to go down, because the reporter questions are going to focus on a story that broke right before Trump.
Nobody in that room really cared to hear what the Finnish president had to say. Let's just say that.
I think it's
can
an
we just say no one in the U.S. period cares what the Finnish president
like,
has to say?
It was like, okay, hi, and yes,
especially
hey,
because right before they did this official press conference, I saw this on my phone from the New York Times. Here's the headline. The whistleblower gave an early account of his Ukraine complaint to a House aide who outlined it to the congressman now leading the inquiry. The Democrat head of the House Intelligence Committee, Representative Adam B. Schiff.
Adam B. Schiffy.
Schiff to Schiff. Of California, learned about the outlines of a CIA officer's concerns that President Trump had abused his power days before the officer filed a whistleblower complaint.
The whistleblower went to the Intelligence Committee before even filing it.
Yeah.
And said that the staff had...
And said what? Play that clip again. Heard it from friend?
Exactly.
According to Schiff, they advised him to go to the Inspector General. But he went to them first. And do you really think they said, oh, wait, don't show me that. Show it to the Inspector General first.
Well, and in the article, it talks about how they suggested, here's some legal counsel to help you draft this complaint. I'm sure that was very impartial legal counsel. Not a guy that used to work for Schumer and Hillary. You know, like, which he did. So it is just amazing. This breaks right before this press conference. So everybody's like, okay, get through the opening statements. Okay, that's great. The indigenous peoples of the Southwest, they're coming back home and being buried in the earth where they should. Wonderful, wonderful. Let's get to the juice.
And then the questions roll in.
And they roll in. And after the break, that's the tape we're going to be playing.
Dun, dun, dun.
News and views from 9 to noon. Joey Clark, April Marie Fogel, Frisco Riverstone. We'll be right back with that tape and more.
Get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
If you're fourth and goal, then it's time you call in a special team. Alabama Home Mortgage. I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage, where we make mortgages easy. With a starting lineup like ours, you can rest assured that you are dealing with the MVPs of the mortgage industry here at Alabama Home Mortgage. Do you feel like you're being blocked on every play? Take a time out and make the call that will change it all. Call Alabama Home Mortgage at 567-4223. Or you can visit our website, alahomemortgage.com. That's A-L-A, Home Mortgage. And select the Blink link to get started today. Together, we can create the playbook that will lead to your financial victory. Don't let the clock run out. Call me, Kim Williams, today at 567-4223. Or visit our website at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com to see just how much money you could be saving with an Alabama home mortgage. NMLS 372-374, Equal Housing Lender.
Tonight on CBS, evil is the new drama dozens of critics have two words for: must watch.
Wow.
What do you want from me?
It's Masterful, the show you have to see. It's the best thing out there this season.
So, what are we watching?
A new episode of Evil. After a night of all-new comedy, tonight only CBS.
Let's call Tire City. This is Jared. How can I help you?
Jared, is it true?
Is what true?
That Tire City is now selling four tires for the price of three.
Absolutely. Buy three tires, get the fourth free.
You can't do that.
Yes, we can. We got a great deal on a truckload of tires, and we're passing the savings on.
Oh, come on, Jared. You must be losing your shirt on every sale.
Nah. Well, maybe some.
Hey, Jared, what happened to your shirt?
My tires, expert service, Tire City. United.
With Shane from United, number one in the River Region when it comes to your indoor comfort.
As the year flies by and the seasons get ready to change, we want to remind you United is here for all your service and maintenance needs.
If your system seems to run all the time and may simply need a tune-up and cleaning from all the grass, dust, and pollen buildup from the year, and a tune-up may also save you from a major repair with a major cost, like a flooded ceiling from a stopped-up drain. Sign up for a yearly maintenance agreement for around $10 a month.
You will also receive 15% service discount for the year and preferred scheduling.
United can service, clean, or replace your system. With over 300 years combined experience, you can trust them to give you your best options and do it right. Call the number one AC and heating company in the River Region today at 262-0247.
Or visit unitedheating.net and check us out on Facebook.
Alabama certification number 84560.
Let Metro Fitness help you earn cash. Metro Fitness has a membership drive going on now through December 31st. Join Metro and bring in one new member that joins for a year and receive $100 in cash. Yes, you heard me correctly. A year too long? Sign up for 3 months and bring a friend to join for 3 months and you receive $50. No limit to how many people you can bring in. Only at Metro Fitness, metrofitness.com.
The Capital City Club invites you to the first ever Fur Ball. Enjoy a night dressed to the nines as you celebrate and support canines, felines, and all our furry friends. Along with scrumptious food and breathtaking views, enjoy a silent auction and a live art auction like no other. The twist? Hidden paw prints. This event is open to the public with a portion of the proceeds going to the Montgomery Humane Society. Get your tickets at classic.als.net/Capital City Club Montgomery and join us for the Fur Ball, November 2nd at the Capital City Club.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 to Noon. Jack Campbell's out today because he's a big TV star. He'll be back tomorrow in his stead. We need two folks. We have April Marie Fogle and we have Frisco Riverstone. And as promised, we have this epic press conference from yesterday. Of course, there is breaking news. Of course, Trump recruits China in Biden fight. So they're now going after him for that. That's the latest breaking story. It's amazing how all these leaks keep coming. And now there is news that Trump said to China, China should start an investigation into the Bidens. Trump sent remarks to reporters outside the White House. Trump said he hadn't directly asked Chinese President Xi Jinping to investigate Biden and his son Hunter, but said it's certainly something we could start thinking about. So it kind of goes back to the campaign. I think this is what drives people nuts. He goes, Russia, if you're listening, if you can find Hillary's 30,000 missing emails, that'd be great. Which, when I heard, I'm like, he's joking.
Clearly.
It's two big headlines he put together in a dumb joke. Oh, but that supports him there. He's trying to solicit the Russians right there. Good Lord. But as promised, his official press conference starts yesterday with the Finnish president. And this breaking news that Adam Schiff had pre-knowledge of the whistleblower complaint and probably helped in crafting this complaint. Well, it breaks right before this press conference. They get through their long, boring opening statements, the indigenous, southwestern, American, Native Indians, Native Americans, these sorts of things. They're being brought back from a museum in Finland, blah, blah, blah. Then the reporters start asking questions. I believe it's John something of Fox News asked the first question. Let's listen in.
John Roberts. Mr. President, thank you.
President Inishto.
If I could, sir, I've got two pertinent questions to ask you. Maybe I could ask them separately to get a fresh answer out of each one. The three House intelligence, the three House committees that are looking into the impeachment inquiry gave notice today that they will be sending a subpoena to the White House for documents and other materials. Will you cooperate with those subpoenas?
Well, I always cooperate. This is a hoax. This is the greatest hoax. This is just a continuation of what's been playing out, John, for the last, since my election, I would say, if you want, and probably we'll find out soon, but probably even before my election. This is a fraudulent crime on the American people, but we'll work together with Shifty Shift and Pelosi and all of them, and we'll see what happens because we did absolutely. I had a great call with the president of Ukraine. It was 100%. You have the transcript. And then Schiff went up and he got, as the chairman of the committee, got up and related a call that didn't take place. He made up the language. Hard to believe. Nobody's ever seen this. I think he had some kind of a mental breakdown. But he went up to the microphone and he read a statement from the president of the United States as if I were on the call. Because what happened is when he looked at the sheet, which was an exact transcript of my call done by very talented people that do this, exact, word for word. He said, wow, he didn't do anything wrong. So he made it up. He went up to a microphone and in front of the American people and in Congress, he went out and he gave a whole presentation of words that the president of the United States never said. It has to be a criminal act. It has to be. And he should resign. And some people even say it was treason. But it was a very sad thing.
It wasn't true.
Just so you know, the call was perfect, the real call, the call I made. Many people were on the line. I knew that because usually when I speak to foreign country leaders, you can name any one of them. But when I speak on the phone, I know that we have many people listening from various intelligence agencies. My knowledge, I know all about it. Mm-hmm. And so this isn't something like, oh, gee, I'm on the line. Let's talk about a big secret. This is many people on the line. I don't even know how many. We'll find out, I guess. But many people, Mike Pompeo was on the line.
Are you hearing how stable he is, April Murray?
Because they listen.
Perfect.
For both knowledge 100%. And for security reasons 1,000%. And for lots of reasons. But the president of Ukraine at the United Nations the other day, and previous to that, he announced through his spokesperson, said there was absolutely no pressure put on him. There was no quid pro quo at all. And if you look at this whistleblower's...
I like the head tilt.
Respectful whistleblowers, but only when they're real. His report of the phone call was totally different than the fact. But what got them was they never thought I was going to release the call, because I don't like doing that. I don't want to do it. I hope I don't have to do it again. Release phone calls to foreign dignitaries, to foreign leaders. I don't want to do that, John. I don't want to do it again. But I did it with the permission of the Ukrainian government. We got permission. We called up their representatives and asked them, would it be okay? Otherwise, I couldn't have done it. And if I wouldn't have done it, I would have been exposed to a lie. Because the whistleblower report, didn't he say 7 or 8 times I said quid pro quo? In other words, you're going to do this or you're not going to get money. Now, in all fairness, Biden said it, and he's on tape. In all fairness, you have at least 4 United States senators, Democrats, that said it. And they said it a lot stronger than even Schiff and his made-up story said it. Obama, when he was dealing with the president of Russia, not Putin, he said, hey, tell Vladimir, I can do a lot more after the election. You remember that? You didn't make a big deal out of that. Everybody thought, oh, isn't that cute? Isn't that cute? My talk and my...
That was the headline of several major publications. Isn't that cute?
I never knew you were that nice. I can't believe you were that nice. He said that loud and clear. It was perfect. It was perfect. Not a thing wrong with it. to impeach a president over a fraud that was committed by other people that want to win an election in 2020, which they won't, is incredible. So this is the greatest hoax. Now, it's gone on for a long time. We had the Mueller collusion delusion. Okay, that went on for years.
That was a cute little run.
Oh, he's got all sorts of zingers like that.
No collusion, no obstruction, no nothing. It was a joke, and everyone knows it. And it was from the day one. So now, I get 3 days of peace, and I'm walking into the United Nations, going to meet with the biggest leaders in the world, and I hear about the word impeachment. I said, what did I do now? And it was about a beautiful conversation that I had. And just remember this, the Ukrainian new president, a fine man, said, I don't know what you're talking about. There was no pressure. And he said it a number of times. Okay, what's your second question? Well, you shouldn't be asking two questions.
Well, you're going to want to answer.
Do me a favor. Ask one of the
John, ask one
of the Finnish presidents.
Dan, can I come back to you? Because I think you'll want to
answer. We'll talk later, sure. Well, it sounds like it might be a good question. Let me see if I like the question. Maybe for the first time in 3 years, I'll have a good question, and I'll love it.
There is a report that came out just before you and President Niinistö walked out here that the whistleblower met with a staff member of Adam Schiff prior
to... Oh, I love that question.
That Schiff is a fraud.
I will come hug you.
I love that question. Thank you, John.
So can I finish asking it?
Yes, there's nothing to finish.
So the whistleblower, according to this report, met with a member of Adam Schiff's staff. You got it right there. You know
it. I hate to say it's a New York Times. I can't believe they wrote it.
Your response to the
maybe
fact
they're getting better.
Your response to the
not likely
that happened, and that Schiff may have learned some of what the whistleblower knew prior to the complaint.
Well, I think it's a scandal that he knew before.
I'd
go a step further. I think he probably helped write it. Okay, ooh, that's what the word is.
That's true.
Mm-hmm. And I think it's, I give a lot of respect for the New York Times for putting it out. Just happened as I'm walking up here, they handed it to me. And I said to Mike, I said, whoa, that's something. That's big stuff. That's a big story. He knew long before, and he helped write it too. It's a scam.
Yeah.
It's a scam.
And so here's why I'm replaying this, folks. Not only because of the nature of how it affects the impeachment process or inquiry, whatever the hell they're calling it these days. It's also a reminder of why Donald Trump is so effective. He doesn't get lost in details.
Correct.
As much as we talk about process is important, I agree. I think a lot of people make the mistake that that's all that matters right at the end of the day. But when you are selling yourself and when you're selling a political idea or in really his idea, selling a brand, Trump and the Trump cause, the Trump train, get on, baby. You have to tell a good story. So, I mean, we all laughed when he starts, I go to the United Nations and we get this, you know, I'm going to meet with all these great leaders and I hear the word impeachment. Oh, what did I do now? I think Donald Trump, even if he did something wrong, doesn't believe he did anything wrong.
Oh, that's for sure.
Right. So his point of view, and he really does seem like he's giving you his stream of consciousness, like, this is how my day went.
I think this guy could pass a lie detector test because he is that sure of himself that he didn't do anything wrong.
Well, and the thing is, though, all of these allegations are absolutely ridiculous.
Right.
I mean, it really is. So the fact that, yeah, he's defending himself, but he's so, you can tell, he's just so annoyed with it,
right,
as anyone would be, that he's turning it into a joke because it's that
it
insane.
It is a joke. Yeah,
it is that it is crazy.
Right.
It's not like they're scratching at something that's kind of the truth here. No, it's just outrageous.
Read the transcripts. Like, how do you look at the transcripts and then look at the Biden tape and be like, yep, this one over here did something.
They were announcing impeachment inquiries before the transcripts were even released.
Right.
Then they didn't think he was going to do it. He released them, and then they had to stick by it because they were already screwed.
Well, and this all, I think, has to do with the Barr investigation, the investigation of the investigators. I think there are a lot of people, some Democrats, some not, just, you know, long time, deep state. That are very worried about what William Barr's, and to where the media now, like Don Lemon, I've got a tape here of Don Lemon and James Clapper talking about this conspiracy theory looking into the investigators, and it's going to hurt our allied like partnerships overseas, and you're a liar, James Clapper. You're a liar, and you've been lying for years, way before Donald Trump. I've not liked you, James Clapper, you bald freak. Anyway, very quickly, let's go to Jim. Hey, Jim, how you doing?
Good morning.
Joey, I see they have your picture on the website now. Oh, is that a current picture?
Yeah, but it's not me at my best, I'll admit.
Well, I'll tell you, I'm jealous. That was your hair was mine back in 1972 when I was a hippie at South Alabama. And if I had that hair today, I'd be in, you know, doing good. But it's all a lot of it's gone. But nice hairdo.
thanks, man.
If you haven't seen the hair, go to @AprilMurray on Facebook.
The young lady there, you have, she needs to get into the radio business. You have a great voice for radio.
Oh,
thank you. I love coming to visit radio. It's one of my favorite things I get to do.
Yeah, you need to move down here and get on Joey's show. But Donald Trump, watching him at that press conference, and I just want to say this, I pity the Democrat candidate that has to debate him. I mean, it's going to be like Muhammad Ali against Ernie Shavers or something. You know what I mean? It's just, it's all over.
I agree. I think he's only gotten stronger and more emboldened since he last debated Hillary.
He's like, since we're in the baseball playoffs, he's like a great hitter. What you throw at him, he's going to do something. If he has to, foul him off or whatever, but he knows what to do, and then he's going to hit the home run. You know what I mean? Right. It doesn't matter what you throw at him, he can handle it.
But I'll do anything, but I will not do a sacrifice bunt, all right? I'm not going to bunt.
Yeah.
I don't bunt.
I mean, that one guy he dressed down yesterday, the ball-headed guy.
Yeah.
Did you see that one?
Yeah, oh yeah.
I thought the guy was going to start crying there for a minute, but
he really turned to him and goes, "You talking to me?" I was like, wow.
Well, Donald Trump says that to you, it's like, oh god. Yeah, it's gonna be fun when the debates get here, because like I said, you talk about entertainment.
Yeah, we've only just begun.
Love him or hate him, he is very entertaining.
Well, Jim, I appreciate you listening. I appreciate the call and the kind words, and that haircut, I call it the soccer mom.
Yeah, I'd like to transplant some of that to my head right now. All right, man.
See this picture.
Thank you for calling.
Thank you, Jim. Yeah, it's not me at my best, but I'm very critical of my own pictures. But here, we got to hit a break here, and this part of the program.
Can we take more callers? You say I should be on the radio more frequently.
Absolutely. 272-9228 if you love April Marie, folks.
She's glowing.
Indeed, she is. 272-9228. And, folks, this part of the program brought to you by Bath Innovations of Alabama. Recent study. Jack and I have been talking about this. A recent study shows, on average, people spend close to 3 hours in the bathroom a week. Some people more, some people less. That's what an average is. But if you aren't enjoying the current scenery in a place that you're spending 3 hours a day, change it. Go buy Bath Innovations. Let them transform your bathroom from something boring to something beautiful. Locally owned and operated, Bath Innovations specializes in bathtub and shower conversions, custom tile installations, walk-in showers. I love a good walk-in shower. Plenty of space. Fiber, glass repair, and more. So contact them today and learn more about their affordable bathroom remodeling solutions. I think the best way to check out what they can do, folks, is, well, you can visit them, go to their showroom at 2331 Eastern Boulevard. Just look for the Big Duck on Eastern Boulevard. That's where they are. Or you go to their Facebook page. You can see their before and after photos of the transformations they've made from boring to beautiful. Or give them a call. 277-2723. 277-2723. Or go to the website, bathinnovations.com. More news and views with April Marie Fogle, Frisco Riverstone, and Joey Clark. After this, 272-9228.
The biggest and baddest broadcast in all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Udell and Joey Clark. Afternoons 3 to 6 on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
The Big Bang Gang would like to remind you, the home of Superman is Krypton. The home of Batman is Gotham City.
I'm Batman.
And now, Well, there's only one home of the Big Bang Theory.
This will always be my spot.
That's right. Only one
home.
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 Because now the
only
place you can see the Big Bang Theory all week long is
weekdays at 5 on WCOV Fox 20.
We live here.
Mr. Sandman.
This is David from Mr. Sandman Mattress, and if you haven't heard, I am closing my Millbrook store. Everything must go. Mattresses, box springs, beds, headboards, adjustable bases, lift recliners, bed frame, bedroom furniture, odd chest and nightstands, cabinets and odds and ends have to be liquidated. This is my Millbrook store only, but many great markdowns are available in Montgomery in my two stores on the Atlanta Highway. Whether you want a nice budget set for your guest room or small children or a premium set for yourself, you must shop Mr. Sandman. We offer more choices. Mattresses actually in stock for immediate pickup or fast delivery, and the lowest prices on comparable quality. Serta, Jameson, Beauty Rest, and other great factories are all on sale during the Millbrook store closing sale. Let's make it clear. The Montgomery stores are having a fantastic sale, but they are not closing. Financing and delivery are available. We are on Highway 14 next to the Citgo in Millbrook and on the Atlanta Highway across from the Dairy Queen in Montgomery. Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstore is open 10 to 6 Monday through Saturday. No holds, layaways, or returns.
This is JR with Cat House Marine. We have been a long-time advertiser of Blue Water Broadcasting in Lubbock. They've been great at producing results and helping us build Cat House Marine's customer base and success in the river region.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by Caravita Village, where they lead the way in senior living. Cruise into retirement. Schedule a tour at caravitavillage.com today.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Some nice fall air is just a few days away, but not right away. Today's high, upper 90s to near 100. Upper 90s again tomorrow. Record highs expected again, both today and tomorrow. Rain chances, not zero. Maybe a couple of showers on the radar. Rain chances, generally 20% or less both days. Saturday's high, 95. Sunday's high, 91. Rain chances, tiny, under 20% Saturday. And widely scattered storms on Sunday. Then Monday and Monday night. Scattered showers and thunderstorms ahead of a cool front moving through the state. That will usher in some significantly cooler air. Low 80s for high by the time Tuesday and Wednesday get here, lows at night around 60. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
When you're shopping for a new car, truck, or SUV, getting a great rate shouldn't be a problem. ASE Credit Union makes auto loans easy with rates as low as 3.5% APR. Apply online or visit your local branch today. ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender.
Attention, exciting news. Montgomery, 20 ribeyes for $30 at this big one-time steak sale. Star Steaks, look for the big top 10 and the big truck at the old Cracker Barrel, corner of Eastern and Carmichael. That's right, big steak sale. 20 ribeyes, $30. Plus, on the big truck, New York strips, fillets, T-bone, burgers, ribeyes, prime steak cuts, also marinated chicken breasts, seafood. Everything will be sold today, and you will not pay Omaha steak prices. Last chance. It's 20 ribeyes, $30. That's $1.50 each.
Are you serious?
Star Steaks. The driver has been authorized to do deals and to move everything that's left.
Ain't fooling around.
And you're not going to pay Omaha steak prices. Vacuum sealed and individually wrapped. Last chance ever at this big steak sale. 20 ribeyes, $30. 20 ribeyes, $30. Look for the big top 10 and the big truck at the old Cracker Barrel, corner of Eastern and Carmichael. Look for the big 10. Star Steaks. EBT and all credit cards except.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Well, welcome back to News and Views from 9 to noon. Joey Clark sitting in. Jack Campbell will be back tomorrow. As I've said before, he's a big TV star on Thursdays, and we're happy he does that. Getting to hang out with his friends and argue with those liberals on TV. Or those progressives.
I love me some Jack.
Jack's great. April Marie Fogle's here. Mm-hmm. And Frisco Riverstone is here, though I'm not sure if that's his real name.
Of course it is.
I can't find a digital footprint for him. He doesn't exist. He's a ghost.
Hey, I blame that on the Twitter police.
Are you a spy?
I blame that on the Twitter police.
Are you an infiltrator?
Are you an agent provocateur?
We may never know.
Dun, dun, dun. What kind of company do you keep, Joey?
Not much, actually. I'm a bit of a hermit. you guys, that's about it. And Dan Morris. But here, this part of the program brought to you by Bo Goodson and the Goodson Group. I talked about Eddie Bader earlier, works for the Goodson Group. Great guy, but the guy runs the company. Well, he's just as great. Bo Goodson, he has a unique understanding of the real estate market here in the River Region because, well, he's been helping buyers and sellers in the Montgomery and surrounding area for over 40 years, over four decades of experience. So at the Goodson Group, they not only help you with buying or selling your property with that expertise being brought to bear, but they have management services available should you want to rent your home. I can speak from personal experience. They do a great job with these management services. They're on top of maintaining a place, whether you're looking to sell it or you have somebody renting. Say you're renting out a place you don't want to manage yourself, the Goodson Group does a phenomenal job and make sure that tenants are happy, but also that your home is protected and it's taken care of. So the Goodson Group is also the home of the Bo Goodson Real Estate School. It's one of the most highly acclaimed and accredited real estate school programs in the state. So if you're interested in becoming an agent, it's a great job. You can make your own hours, essentially. Give them a call, 551-0225, 551-0225, or visit them online, thegoodsongroup.com. You can check out all their listings, more about the real estate school, the Bo Goodson Real Estate School, and tell Bo that Joey and Jack from News and Views sent you. So let's very quickly recap. Do you think Donald Trump's actually in trouble here with the impeachment process and what's going on?
No,
I don't either. But I think what's happening is what they're actually worried about is not Trump, you know, talking to China or Trump talking to Ukraine. They're really worried about William Barr, the Attorney General, and U.S. Attorney John Durham, from, as I like to say, the Nutmeg State, Connecticut. I mean, those nutmeggers, man, they are intense folks. I used to have a drinking buddy that was from there. You better watch out when Connecticut folks get going. I think they're nervous. They're already trying to change the goalpost here. For instance, James Clapper was on with Don Lemon last night, and they were calling this a conspiracy theory, and you're going to ruin our relationships with our foreign allies if you're investigating them and all this stuff. I'm sorry, James Clapper. You're a known liar. I've known you to be a liar ever since all the Edward Snowden stuff happened in 2013. I mean, I've saved that clip all the way. I put this in 2013, 14 seconds long. Democratic Senator Ron Wyden asking Clapper a question.
Does the NSA collect any type of data at all on millions or hundreds of millions of Americans?
No, sir.
It does not.
Not wittingly.
Liar! You're a liar. And you're trying to cover your own butt now in what y'all did when Trump was first elected. Because it just seems shady as hell. Especially the fact that you are bringing opposition research in front of the president, unverified, saying, oh, this is out there, Mr. President. You, Clapper, along with John Brennan, looks like frickin' Voldemort from Harry Potter. You are pushing James Comey into the room. Go give him this information. And you tell Trump, don't talk about this, it's unverified. And then a couple days later, the fact that James Comey met with you and shared that with you is now in the press? No wonder Donald Trump fired James Comey. And also use that unverified information in a FISA warrant application to spy. Oh, to do surveillance. Because we're so sensitive about our words. Which, by the way, Clapper, you lied about in 2013. The extent of what the FISA court and the NSA could do.
I like this passion from you.
It's my issue. It drives me nuts. I'm not necessarily all worked up because I'm a partisan for Trump. I'm worked up because Edward Snowden warned us in 2013. Think what you want about Snowden. Fine. But this power should not go unchecked.
All of a sudden, everybody's, protect the whistleblower, protect the whistleblower. And I'm looking over at Edward Snowden. He's like, really, guys? Really?
Oh, and he's come out recently saying it was John Kerry and Joe Biden is the reason he stayed in Russia. He wanted to get to South America or to another Western ally. He wanted to go to Ecuador, ideally. But the U.S. government made sure. They took his passport away. They made sure he stayed in Russia.
Right there.
They did not want him going to a more press-friendly place. And plus, it's easier to demonize him and smear him when Putin's right there.
Yep.
So, have you ever met Putin? No, I've never met Putin.
Putin, you know Putin.
Putin. We're very quickly. See, this is on line one. You're on the air. Who's this?
Brianson.
Hey, Brian. Very quick. What's
Brianson.
Up, man? Oh.
Brianson.
Yes.
Hello, Brianson.
I'm sorry. Yeah, I had to hang up earlier. I've been an employee with CSX for 27 years, and I got a chance to meet Trump in Jacksonville. So I'm a quiet smoker, so you just have to forgive me, but I got a good privilege to meet him, and he was unannounced when he popped up at the headquarters in Jacksonville, Florida, at one of the rallies in 2016. And I'll tell you this, being with the Teamsters, everybody's always complaining about him not being behind the Teamsters is not necessarily true.
Right.
There's so many loopholes in our union that, you know, and you being from up north, I think you can pretty well relate to this. They're strong up north.
Oh, yeah.
And what's happened is you got so many, I'm not going to call them lobbyists, which they're not. Litigators is what I would call them. But we've had two breakdowns over the last, Union Pacific as well as CSX. And I've been 27 years, so I can pretty much tell you what I'm talking about. It's pretty damn true. But
sure. Well, and we're running out of time.
No, I just want you to know that I'm a Trump supporter, and I'm going to vote for him. He's got my vote continuously. I wish there was no extended term on term limit, because he would continuously get mine. And I appreciate what you do, you and your guests.
No, thank you.
It should be exposed, and I appreciate your call.
All right, thank you, sir. Appreciate your call.
Stop at all railroad crossings.
Appreciate the PSA. Well, that's it for the show. Y'all got to come back. This was a great show today.
Yeah. We can do that.
I would love that. Thank you, April Marie.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you for
three whole hours.
Yeah, this flew by. And when it flies by, it means I'm having fun. So it was real. It was fun. It was real fun, as Jack says. Be back tomorrow with Jack Campbell. News and Views with Joey Clark, Jack Campbell, 9 to noon. Up next, the Dan Moore Show. I'll be sticking around. You know, how I've been for the last 8 years.
He may not know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings, 6 till 9, and afternoons, 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Who we make mayor of Montgomery matters. Probate Judge Stephen Reed spent $22,000 of our money on trips to ski resorts, beaches, and big cities. Reed hired a disbarred attorney to run the August election. Reed accepted money from a convicted criminal he called a lifelong friend. Montgomery needs a mayor we can trust. Montgomery needs David Woods. David Woods will clean up rundown buildings, punish drug dealers, and put police precincts in every neighborhood. I trust David Woods. He's not in anyone's pocket.
I'm David Woods. My only special interest is Montgomery. Better schools, less crime, and more jobs.
If you voted for Crowell, Love, Dean, or Davis, on October 8th, vote for David Woods.